This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a
Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station,
Joy 94.9.
Warning, warning, this is an official warning. The health service recommends you turn off your radio now.
Turn it off!
This program is not good for you. It will fry your brain.
Turn it off!
It will cause lasting insanity.
Oh God!
Bleeding from all orifices.
Shut it down!
You have been warned.
Shut that damn radio off!
I'm gonna count backwards from 10.
10.
9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
1. 1. It's too late.
Like, that sounds like razor blades in my eyes.
We warned you.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
My eyes!
What's happening?
It's like an old man blowing his nose into my ear. We warned you. Oh God, it's too late.
No.
Oh God, someone poke my eardrums out now. I can't handle it any longer.
This is Sonia on Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9. The Crepta Children. Yes, they're a band and they're renowned for their explosive performances and dark fashion sense. The Crepta Children leave a scarring impression to all lovers of metal, gothic, horror and pop cultures with their modern sound and hard-edge attitude. All right, and they're in the studio here on Sci-Fi and Scream for something very special, and of course it is the Women in Horror Month event that's coming up February the 21st, and you're going to get sick of me saying it, February the 21st, but it's coming this Saturday, and these guys will be playing, and I want to welcome to the show. They're in here in the studio. I have Ibaya.
Hello.
And a Nader.
Hello, everybody.
Nader, yes. All right.
Call me Jeff.
Why. Jeff,
that'll do.
Jeff. And they are, of course, the Crepta Children. Are you guys the founding members, I believe?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. We founded it back in Perth, so Melbourne's our second home.
So what was happening in Perth?
I don't know. Not much. That's why we moved over here. No, Perth has been good to us, but we just thought, you know, we need to sort of get out of Perth and move to a more exciting city that has more to offer music-wise. So that's pretty much
more
what we
venues,
did.
I guess.
Yeah,
for one thing.
Yeah,
although maybe not so much anymore.
Yeah, so I've heard. I think we came at a time where it's been slowing down a little bit,
yeah.
But we can see that it can pick up again.
There's still places to play. I mean, you find or
yeah but they,
there is.
We have, since we've moved in, we're meeting a lot of friends that have told us that a few places have closed down, especially more for the alternative.
But that happens everywhere. Like that happens in Perth too. So
yeah, but it shouldn't happen in Melbourne.
That's
my revolutionary plug there.
Yeah.
Melbourne is known to be, you know, a very important musical capital of Australia.
Yeah, well, that's why we moved here. Everyone, you know, talked it up. And it's still great, but much better than Perth music-wise and things like that. But it's unfortunate that a lot of places are closing down. So
Yeah. Right. Oh. Well, they're not going to be closing down at 303, bar 303. They better not be. So tell us about the name, the Creptor Children. Where did that come from? Whose idea was that?
Well, that came from me. I have the ability to talk to spirits and ghosts and things like that.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I was approached one day many years ago before I even knew Nadol.
Mm-hmm.
And this spirit said to me, "You're going to start a band called Creptor." And I was just like, "Yeah, whatever." You know, I was in a different band at the time. So I was mm-hmm. just like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And then, and then many years later, I met Nadol and I remembered what, you know, this entity had told me, and I was like, you know what, we're gonna call the band the Creptor Children.
Yeah, it was a bit weird when she came up. She's like, "I've got a name for the band." I'm like, okay, well, it wasn't a band really, it was just a duo. I was helping her produce her music for her other band. Yeah, so it didn't happen with the other band. And then she's like, "I want to form a band and call it the Creptor Children." And I was like, okay, interesting. And then yeah, she told me the...
Do we know where the name came from? Did the entity, did they tell you?
Not really, but to me it sort of means like spiritually evolved, sort of like you know, the abilities that everyone has to sort of be spiritually aware, you know, to better yourself as a person, you know, all that sort of hippie stuff.
Positive vibes.
Yeah.
So is this hippie metal? No,
it's not hippie metal.
Okay,
but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, cool. All right, interesting origins. Perth, you moved over here, was it 2006 to Melbourne, roughly?
No,
we moved here 2011.
We moved here, 2011, 2012. We haven't been here that long.
Sorry. No, yeah. May 2011 from when I remember, because I had my birthday here.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay. Memorable yeah. event. It's a big thing to move. I mean,
I called it dark times. The move,
dark times.
Dark times. It was very dark. It was like waiting for the furniture to arrive.
Oh,
it was just,
it's moving, right?
It was, I don't know, I didn't like it. It was dark.
But we adjusted pretty well, I think.
We did.
It's very nice.
Come a long way, definitely.
Cool. And so how would you describe your music? I mean, the music you're making. Is this the first album?
Yes, that's our debut album. We're still promoting that. It's a few years old now, but it was hard to get it off the ground, and now people are just constantly bugging us where they can get a copy of it, and we do all the distribution ourselves. Wow. So if anyone listening out there, hit us up on our Facebook.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want a CD. You can go to our website, thecryptochildren.com, and you can buy one right there.
Cool.
So yeah, and it's getting pretty mad now. Lots of trips to the post office sending them off. So it's good.
So how would you describe the music and the influences that obviously are there?
Describe it usually as, you know, in the metal genre, but I always sort of say it's pop metal. A lot of the influences that I'm influenced wise musically is mainly like bands like Marilyn Manson, Behemoth, Dimmu Borgir. I don't know, I listen to a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Even like gangster rap. Dr. Dre.
Yeah, we're big gangster rap fans.
Yeah.
And
cool.
Yeah, Ibaya tends to be more in the leaning more towards the black metal side of metal.
I do like a lot of black metal stuff.
Yeah.
I like a lot of old, like, thrash metal stuff too. Just anything metal, really. Like, I like to listen to a lot of different things to get my ideas from.
So it seems like it's quite accessible type of metal in a way.
Yeah.
When you listen to it.
Well,
I was expecting it to be a lot harder. Do you know what I mean? Not saying that
it's a bad thing,
but it was
because we get that a lot as well. Mm. A lot of people have been like, "Well, we've seen your album cover or we've seen your photos," and they're expecting something really, really heavy. And when they come and see us, we always get the same remarks. Like, "I normally wouldn't listen to that, but you guys have put on a really good show and your music is really good and catchy." And they start singing like choruses and stuff to us straight after the gig, and it's the first time they've heard us, so it's obviously catchy in some way.
Cool.
So we're doing something right.
Well, Marilyn Manson, I mean, nobody can see this, but Abeo's wearing a fabulous Marilyn Manson t-shirt.
I didn't even realise, but I actually am,
That's what I was pointing at before.
I just picked up a shirt off the floor and I was like, "Oh yeah, this will do."
That's clean.
Yeah, that's
it's
clean.
It's in the clean pile.
Let's do the smell test on it.
I have a cat, so nothing's really, you know, it's always got some fur on it.
Yeah, that'll have
sort.
Fur on it. Yep.
I have ducks.
Oh, right. Wow, I've never actually had a person who's got ducks on the show before. Wow.
Oh, my God. I should have brought them in.
Two little ducks, yeah.
Yeah, so what's the story with the ducks? Going off on a complete different tangent.
Well, many years ago, someone gave me one as a birthday present,
mm-hmm.
and when it was like a little baby hand-sized duck,
mm.
and I had it for a while, and then it kind of felt bad for it because it seemed kind of lonely, so I bought a second duck, like a little duck friend. So, yeah, that's how the ducks.
Now they're best friends.
Yeah, they're best.
And so they
bitchy
get along.
Bitchy friends.
Bitchy.
They are bitchy. Yeah. They
to
bite.
Each other or
to us. To us. They're just like, as long as we walk out with food, they'll come to us. But the moment, like, yeah, the food's gone
moody.
Or there's no food, they just want nothing to do with us.
They're very smart.
Yeah, they exactly, right?
They are cuddly, but they're moody.
Yeah, they're moody. Pretty moody.
Yeah. Yeah, ducks are, though, you know. Yeah. My experience has been a bit. Not as moody as geese, I don't think.
Oh, geese.
I don't think I'd have a goose as a pet.
I'm tempted to get one.
She was tempted to get
they
one.
They seem really moody.
Yeah.
So when we have people we don't like over, she can unleash the goose on them.
Yeah, no, I have actually seen, no, seriously, I've seen people chased by geese.
They're pretty crazy. I used to have a goat as well.
Oh, yeah, cool. It's year of the goat.
It is. But yeah, no, my goat was really cool.
I had a goat too.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. Anastasia, his name was.
Oh. Oh, mine was Billy Buttercup.
Oh, cool. They would have made a lovely pair, I'm sure.
The heavy metal
so
goat.
But my goat, the first night I had her, I thought, oh, well, Mum and Dad said, no, she can't be in your bed. And I was like, okay. So
mine
I put her in the bathroom,
in
right? And she proceeded to eat the wallpaper.
Oh.
I stripped it, like found the edge and
I just started pulling it.
So in the morning...
They do that stuff.
God.
They're
awesome.
They're so naughty.
And then she ate the towels.
They're very curious animals. They like to test everything.
They do.
I don't know how their stomachs it. But anyway. Oh, so there's a duck influence in the music as well? No?
Possibly in the new stuff, in the new material.
Yeah,
really?
Stuff that's not on this album that could possibly be very...
So what are their names?
Plu-Plu and Tang-Tang.
Plu-Plu and Tang.
They got
awesome.
Like,
do they actually come to you
names.
With the names?
Oh, yeah. You can call them and they'll come. Yeah, they'll start quacking.
Cool.
And yeah.
Wow.
You can be inside the house and you just yell out their name, Plu-Plu, and you can hear them.
What do the neighbours think?
Not too sure. I haven't spoken to them. We're fairly new neighbours, so we haven't really talked to them about it yet.
All right.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, they're fine.
Cool. All right, so interesting companion animals. That's nothing wrong with that. Also, let's look at the horror aspects. Now, as you know, you're going to be performing for this fantastic event, and it's all about raising money and awareness for projects like Violence Against Women, and it's a refuge as well, I believe, West Casa. Out in West Melbourne. But the thing is, Women in Horror Month, what got you guys involved? Did Sim approach you? How did it happen?
She just approached me through Facebook, mm-hmm. and I just said, yeah, okay, cool. I like horror. Why not?
Yeah, she's a big horror fan, so
you're
she's
not,
like,
Nato, you're not so much.
Not as much as her. She's insane. She's got like collections of DVDs and figurines and posters
cool.
and all around the house. It's like one big horror kind of house and massive
He's
statues
my housemate.
Of things and stuff. So,
so he has to deal with
it's
it.
It's really cool. I'll leave it up to her because I can't bring anything to the house. She'll be like, I don't like that or whatever. So she has to like, it's her
has
house.
Has to have the approval.
Has to have approval.
Well, it is my house, God
it
damn
is.
It.
It is.
So what sort of stuff do you collect?
I collect horror memorabilia, mm-hmm. Just anything that's creepy or, you know, looks kind of dark and weird, I collect. I also collect bones, like dead animals. I have mm-hmm. two human skeletons at my house and skulls.
Wow, real ones?
Yeah, real ones.
Far out. Where did you acquire those?
I got one from a doctor and another one I got from a taxidermist.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I like all that sort of stuff, things like that I come across, like, you know, going maybe to like a secondhand store, you know, little old... antique.
You probably wouldn't find a full skeleton at a secondhand store.
No,
but, you know.
He wouldn't, but like teapots and just quirky things I like collecting.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen that shop. I don't know if it's where it is now, but it used to be in off Lygon Street. Wonderkammer?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favourite stores.
Where are they now, actually?
They're still there. They're,
really?
They're on Longsdale.
Oh,
yeah.
I must make a note of that.
Yeah,
Longsdale.
Go check it out.
It's
I
been
love
ages.
Going there.
I saw them at a convention and I went, oh, that's you guys. I've You know, it's been a while. Because I like surgical instruments.
Oh,
so,
me too.
The older, like the crazier, the...
collect those pointing at Ibaia, sort of things she's
got,
as well.
She's got lots of those as well.
Like, really?
Syringes, the glass syringes.
Oh, they're lovely, aren't they? Not lovely to be poked with them, probably.
No, but just to have.
Very scary.
I love all that stuff and fossils.
Yeah,
and
they had a fantastic one. I just couldn't afford it. And it was a beautiful velvet. It was like, I don't know, rosewood.
Yep.
On the outside, and you opened it up, and it was like old plush velvet. It was pretty old, dark red. Perfect.
Wow.
And it was, they were silver scalpels and you know, embedded in it. Like, and I was like, God. It was amazing. It was straight out of something like Hannibal circa 1890. You bought it.
That's the thing. Like, when
I could not. So it was like, it was like $2,000.
Really?
Like,
but the thing is, when you see those things, they're so hard to find again. You just have to either put it on lay-by.
Or have a friend just, with a lot of money and say, please. Hey.
Just buy
it. Do you have $2,000?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No way.
But yeah, those things aren't cheap. They're not cheap,
no,
put it that
but
way.
But I'm
just thinking
amazingly
how unhygienic. Because it was velvet.
That's true.
It's unhygienic, isn't it?
Well, you wouldn't use it for cooking.
At least you were Hannibal. Which, by the way, I love watching that show for the cooking. I know it sounds terrible, but I hope there's no vegetarians listening. But but basically, I forgot. That looks really interesting, the way they're doing that lung pie.
Just throwing a bit of a few onions in there, no worries.
I know, some chives.
Got to season it. Very nice.
I love chives.
Very nice.
It's wrong. It's really wrong.
I'm hungry
but
now.
Anyway. Yeah, oops. So before the cannibalism begins, okay, so let's look at horror films and favourites, because we're talking about horror tonight on the show.
I like all those cheesy B-grade slasher horror movies like Nightmare on Elm Street, Child's Play.
They're not cheesy.
They're classics. They're classics, but now they're considered as cheesy. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, that's not cheesy. To me, that's a masterpiece. Toby Hooper.
They're classics.
I'm not talking about the ones later. I couldn't go there.
No,
with
the ones that, that didn't exist, didn't happen, never happened.
No, I can't go there, though.
Definitely.
Sorry.
But yeah, no, I like those sort of movies, just random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a movie that Nader got me to watch not that long ago, which I'll never get over.
Good.
What
is it?
I was so angry for making me watch it. And horrible movie.
I heard some news about it today as
Oh, it's that movie.
It's called Martyrs.
Isn't it amazing?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, a couple of times.
It's
now.
Full on, isn't it?
Was not expecting that.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, especially without spoiling it, I'm sure everyone who's listening to this knows. But yeah, the breakfast scene, and I'm going, oh my God, can't leave the room.
Yeah,
and I had to not leave the room and just stay there and
just watch it. But yeah, I heard today they're making, or I'm not too sure if they are going to make it or they're thinking of making a reboot.
It's probably for the American audience. It'll be really
dumb,
toned down, I should say.
Probably.
Possibly toned down.
I'll never get over that movie. I've seen it once.
It's amazing.
I don't want to watch it again.
But I don't like what they did. I haven't seen it, but the another horror movie, Quarantine, they made the American version of it, and I heard it's not that good.
It was John, but I watched it because it's John Carpenter's daughter.
Right.
So, God, I got to watch it because of John, it's a it's a family thing, obviously.
What was that really crazy movie? I haven't seen it, but everyone keeps talking about it, that Serbian film.
Oh,
Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. It's accessible as legally.
It's not so much a horror movie, but it's just fucked up.
It's just fucked up.
It's not fun. But did anyone see The Woman?
No.
Well, you need to check that one out. Okay. That's a Lucky McKee and Pollyanna McIntosh, and about a woman.
There you go.
and what happens when you take see a woman in the forest and you think, I'll have her, and you take her home to the family.
There you go.
Interesting.
See? It sounds fun, but no.
Something that I might do. No.
It's pretty gory. So gore seems to be the theme, and I'm sure on Saturday we'll have some gore. There's Betty Blood's going to be performing, a whole heap of other people, some nice gory short films, and there's going to be Heidi Douglas's, what's it called, Little Lamb, which won heaps of awards, so and we'll be talking to her as well. So that's cool. Now, what's happening next for you guys, the Crypto Children?
Okay, so we're about to do a video clip and release our sort of next single. What we've decided to do, instead of bringing out an album straight away, we want to try and release all the songs as singles and sort of go in that direction, which I think is a better idea because I want to do video clips to all the songs.
So, a big undertaking.
Yeah, it is. But we're going to try and source it out.
We'll make it work. We're pretty creative, so we'll be able to do it.
We take control of a lot of stuff ourselves. We're creative and controlling at the same time. But we're going to try and see how it goes this time around. Yeah, like she was saying, it's just singles as opposed to a whole album. It probably works better for us that way.
When do you think you might?
The single will come out? Say probably about in the next sort of 4 or 5 months from now.
Or less than that.
Well,
a bit far.
Well, yeah.
Probably a couple of months. Hopefully within a couple of months.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Hopefully no more than five. Way too much.
All the new stuff is a lot heavier than what is on the Possessed album. So it's the same style, but it's just a lot heavier.
Any reason why it's heavier?
I wanted it to be heavier.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, the thing with us is we said from Possessed we're going to make the next album's going to be heavier. It's going to be catchier. It's going to be poppier. It's going to be groovier. It's going to be everything multiplied.
All right.
So when you hear Possessed, you go, okay. And it'll leave you thinking of what the next one's going to be like, and you'll hear it soon. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. And I forgot to ask what you guys actually... Like you, of course, Anita, what do you play in the band? I haven't got to that bit.
Okay, live on stage, I do the backing vocals and guitars and take care of the synthesizer backing track type of stuff. And in the studio, I do all of those and I also record and produce.
So not much, really. You don't really do that much.
I just sit back and let it happen.
Turn your back to the audience.
Yeah. That's the worst thing to do.
Anabea, what else do you do? I mean, you're obviously the lead person, the performer, the main performer.
Yeah, so I do the singing, I play guitar, I write the music, and I stand there.
Stand there, looking absolutely awesome.
Eat food.
Really? Is this the food that people throw you on home?
Yeah, the tomatoes.
She stands with the two ducks and grabs the tomatoes and feeds them to the ducks.
We get our weekly feeding.
Wow. You could start something there. And I believe there's two more Crypto Children.
Yes.
Yes, we've got Adrian and Nonda. Nonda plays the drums. Adrian plays the bass for us on stage.
Yeah. So four people. It sounds very percussive and driving, and that's good.
Oh, we love that. We love that.
You love that.
Yeah, lots of drums, lots of the grooves have got to be good. Get people headbanging and dancing at the same time. So it's a bit of a mixture there.
And throwing food.
Because you guys are hungry.
Potato chips.
See, there's a theme here.
Chocolate.
Not cheese, but chocolate.
Oh, cheese too.
And so where can people, when it's ready, where will people be able to go to purchase to get the new album and see the videos as well?
Well, we'll probably be putting that through our website and social media. Also, you know, our newsletters to our fan base and things like that. So if you're not on the newsletter list, sign up.
Subscribe.
Up on our website right there. Get the email and you'll get all little crypto goodies here and there. And also thinking of when we do this first video, instead of releasing it straight away on YouTube, we'll probably do a few shows, you know, video launches
to promote it.
That's a good idea.
Before just giving it out for free, we want people to kind of come and experience it first. So it's not just like a little click and then throw away kind of video. We want people to experience so when they do get to see the video again, they can at least have a bit of a memory of the gig they came to. So it's a bit more special.
And where do you normally play? I mean, as far as we talked about it before, a lack of venues or some venues that don't have the sort of music or don't host the sort of music you play. So where do you go for live
stuff? We sort of play just anywhere, really. Anytime a gig pops up, you know. We play shows like in Perth, Sydney sometimes.
Festivals and stuff?
Yeah, we played a few little metal festivals here and there. Lately we've been playing a few gigs in Bendigo at a venue down there, which has been quite
nice. I noticed
nice.
That on your website. I thought yeah. you were living in Bendigo because no. Bendigo came bouncing up
all the time.
Yeah, no, they're really taken to us over there.
What's going on in Bendigo?
Yeah.
So they just keep asking us to go up there.
So we just people keep going back.
Yeah, people are crazy yeah. for us over there, so they keep asking us to go back.
Because Geelong as well, like I know some people in Geelong who like a lot of right. metal music and hard music.
Yeah,
and it's like Bendigo and Geelong, what's...
Yeah, we've got to hit Geelong up at some point, I think. We yeah. just have to make a bit of contacts over there. We haven't yeah. been over there to make
pioneer that, yeah. you know, claim that land.
Claim that land, yeah.
Claim that stage.
Put a flag on there.
Yeah, you claim Bendigo, all right. Yeah, it's been wild times yeah. over there. Love it.
Really?
Love the people, yeah.
Lots of people into it. Cool.
Yeah, and there just seem to be a... I mean, people here are outgoing in Melbourne anyways, but just Bendigo, because it's a very small town. I'm sure it's
they're
like
a bit
that.
Crazy there.
Yeah.
I get scared.
No, they like to party. They do like to party.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Oh, that's
it's
cool. Fun. That's cool. Yeah. I just thought it might be because of the lack of venues, Melbourne itself, or hard to get bookings and, you know.
Well, we did take a bit of a
haven't,
break.
Yeah, we haven't really done, like we used to organise a lot of our own shows, but we haven't really done that for a while just because we've been doing, you know, a lot of organising for this video clip, a lot of recording and things like that. So that sort of takes up most of our time. But when the gigs do pop up, it's usually, you know, like a promoter that's asked us to play or, you know, okay. so we're like, yeah, no, you know, depends
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah, when, yeah, we're getting more people asking yeah. us as opposed to us
having
kind
to
of, yeah.
organise.
No, yeah. that's good.
So,
yeah.
Which makes it a bit easier. So
yeah, less of that side of yeah. the world.
And also the more themed things like, you know, this women in horror stuff and the more like, you know, instead of just a random Friday or Saturday night gig, we're just doing a bit more, you know, being really involved with something that someone else is putting together that like a community type.
Yeah, well, this will
things,
be
you know?
Community and random, I can tell you.
Yeah, look forward to it.
In a very good way, yeah, because I don't know what time you are on.
11:30 apparently.
You're on 11:30? Yeah. Okay, I better make a note of that. Good 11:30, because I guess they'll be playing films in and around.
Yeah, apparently there's like a screen in front of the stage and
cool.
stuff or something like that. So
that's
yeah,
cool. Maybe they'll have something. Maybe they'll have Suspiria or, I don't know, Wrong Turn 3.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure. I do like those. They're so bad, aren't they? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Now, to me, that's cheese.
There you go.
I should have never made those ones. Those are cheese. But anyway, cool. Well, it'd be great to hear the music, and I'm sure everyone will get into it and love it, especially as that seems to be the community. And, gosh, it's going to be a packed night, I reckon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
have you got to invite Bendigo? Bendigo coming?
Yes, actually, there's quite a few Bendigo people coming down.
Oh my God! Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Who needs that other event?
Bendigo is coming
about.
To us.
Yep. Yeah, well, they're coming to see us, and they miss us because we haven't been up there in like since New Year's,
oh,
which
yeah,
is like
we
a month
New
and
Year's,
a bit,
didn't we?
Oh, they're having what do you call
withdrawals.
It? Withdrawals.
Yeah, it was a good
cold.
It was a good New Year's night.
Cold turkey. For them. Yeah.
So yeah, we've got a few people coming down. It's going to be good and
cool.
You know. Hopefully,
hope they got their passports okay.
Yeah, right.
We love you, Bendigo people. They're listening right now, and sounds like it's awesome.
And some
up
Geelong
there.
People should come down too.
And
we
Geelong,
want to get to know some Geelong people,
and Castlemaine, and all those places that
Ballarat
we don't visit
and
enough.
Stuff
of.
And
Ballarat, yes. Have you been?
No, we haven't been there, but we've got a little bit of a
I really
fan base
go
growing,
there.
You should
up there.
Go there.
I want to go to the ghost tour there.
Oh, cool. There's one here too.
Yeah.
It's the Williamstown one.
Yeah, I've heard of that as well.
I lived upstairs in the haunted pub.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was like great. It's like
how awesome.
In the middle of the night. Oh, God. Can you not sit on my feet at the end of the bed, please, ghost?
Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
It was a bit like that. And, of course, I had a late night. I'd put my head out the window and the people downstairs would go, oh, there's one. So, a bit pale sometimes.
That's funny.
No, because you get these tours of people and I'd go, what's that noise? And I'd look out the window and down, yeah, there'd be all these people that go,
oh my God,
out.
You should have played it up. You should have like freaked them out, just like went past the window real slow and
just put a hand up
the
window.
I don't need to do that.
Face.
I do that anyway. My cat sits there with her eyes glowing, you know.
That's funny.
I love it. Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't
that's
live
cool.
there now, Williamstown. I was driven out. But no, that's not true. But there's quite a bit of interesting people living there. You should play Williamstown.
I like Williamstown. I've been there a few times out for dinner. It's
I don't know where you play, but
it reminds me of Fremantle back home. It's
but 19th century.
Yeah,
you know?
it's very the same as Fremantle.
All right, we're gonna hit them up. We're going to go to them. We're going to know where you could play.
They had though. Frankenstein the musical. They had.
Did they?
They have some really interesting stuff
in Williamstown.
Yes,
I went to that Titanic restaurant once. Oh my god,
it's just a crazy place.
Much fun.
And they're
so
actually having the Witches of Eastwick on stage live.
Oh,
there you
cool.
go.
I'll cut that bit out. Me going like that. It sounds amazing. Witches of Eastwick live on stage. I think it's in May. I can't wait to see it. Awesome.
It sounds interesting.
There you go. And that'll be fine. And I'll edit that. So it sounds nice.
Beautiful.
But
beautiful.
I wouldn't mind interviewing them. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I don't know how
cool
they'll
idea.
Do it. But
yeah.
Lots of strings and wires, I suppose.
We'll see how it goes.
The fly, you know, that moment when he's in his suit and he flies around.
Yeah. I know.
You know the one I mean.
It's a classic movie, yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah. Talk about cheese,
cheesy.
Man.
That's real cheese. No, that's
it's
good.
All cheesy.
All right. So, yay. Look, guys, fabulous. And thank you so much for speaking to us. I can't wait to hear you play. And I know everyone's hanging out, particularly in Bendigo, to come into town.
Yes.
The big smoke and see you. Play your pop, metal, dark visions and stuff. Good
Crypto.
Stuff. Crypto.
There you go.
Crypto stuff. That's the Crypto Children. I want to thank Ibea for coming in and talking about her fabulousness and her ducks.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And Nada, of course.
Thank you very much.
Fabulous. All right. Now we'll just go blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, now you want to do your shout outs. Go for it. How you want to do it, I don't know.
I don't know who to shout out. I got to shout out to the ducks.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I'm going to make a shout out to my pet ducks, Pluto and Tang Tang. I love you.
Oh. Okay. Don't peck me.
Yeah, don't bite me when I give you a duck wash.
Oh, you give them a duck wash? Is that a special type of wash?
Oh, no.
Don't they like water? Don't they like water? Yeah.
They do, yeah. But
they don't have a little pond at the moment, so I have to put them in the sink in the laundry.
So it's a bit of a joke, like, you know, that song, the car wash. So the duck wash.
Do you
soak it? No, I don't.
Is it special duck soap?
No. I just use straight water because if you use soap, it like wrecks the oils or the feathers. Yeah. But
cool.
They hate it and they get mad and they start biting. And
do they draw blood?
Oh, no.
No, it's not
that bad. More like a pinch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a quick pinch. It's a bit scary. Like, that's all right.
Yeah. All right. So that's to the ducks.
Yeah. Big shout out to everyone in Perth that's been representing us on Facebook lately. You're all crazy. You're all mad. And thanks for buying the CDs everywhere around the world because it's the internet now. So this is going around the world. So big shout out to everyone that's been supporting the Crypto Children. Thank you very much.
Cool, cool. Any other shout outs?
I'm good.
You good? Apart from Bendigo, we love you.
Bendigo, we love you. Thank you very much.
That's it, really.
I'm looking forward to meeting some new people this weekend.
Yeah.
He's trying to make friends.
Well, we have to.
Networking.
Network.
It's good. It's good for you.
And not only that, it's fun.
Yeah.
So
you'll meet.
Or else we wouldn't be doing it.
It's all 2 degrees of separation now in Melbourne, isn't it?
Yep. And you're listening to. And
are we saying it together?
You can, yeah. Oh. We'll can you pull your mic?
Are we going to make it cheesy? It's Women in Horror Month.
And you're listening to.
Ibaya.
And Nada
of
the Crypto Children
on
Sci-Fi and Squeam Joy 94.9.
Woo, Joy!
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Same deal.
Yeah.
Right. One more time.
Okay, fine. It's Women in Horror Month.
And you're listening to
Ibaya
and Nada
of the Crypto Children on
Sci-Fi and Squeam Joy 94.9.
Yay! Beautiful. Thank you. That's great. Once. That's great.
All those like radio effects.
See that? Wow. Cool. That's it.
Thank you
so much. I think that's That's cool.
Welcome to Murder Burgers. Could you murder a burger?
No, thank you. I'm not hungry. Actually, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for my sister. She disappeared.
Is she about 5'10"? A blonde, short hair, blue eyes, soft voice. One of her arms doesn't work, right?
Yes, that's right.
No, we haven't seen her.
But you just described her exactly.
I know. Look, I know you must be thirsty. Would you like to try our new red velvet frappe latte? It's an iced coffee with red velvet cake batter. It's delicious.
Sure, okay, why not?
Voila! Wrap your lips around this.
Thanks. Yeah, that's nice, but I think there's something chunky at the bottom. I'll just try and fish it out with a spoon. My God, it's a finger. It's a finger with a ring. I recognize that ring, the owl symbol. That's my sister's ring. You've killed my sister.
Hey, don't be down about it. She made her mark. Look at our specials board.
The little hussy burger. The trailer park floozy burger.
She may not have amounted to much, but she's in the patties now. So tender.
No.
So juicy. Juicy.
No, ma'am. Please, put that big cleaver down.
Time for a family reunion. Go be with your sister and meet your maker. Join us next week to try our new specials
on Sci-Fi and Squeam.
Radio you could kill for. Tuesdays at 10 on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.